Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
Before we get into PMI, there is a couple other things floating around we should probably talk about. It was funny, off the air, we were talking about what we had for dinner last night, and Katie had some sort of tuna meal or something, and I had a big platter of sushi that I picked up from Sam's Club.
Which looked so good, by
the
way.
I'm going to tell you right now, Sam's Club is where it's at with the sushi. Dude. It's not very expensive, and it's really, really good.
Well, and you get a palate.
Yeah,
I mean, that
right?
was a big thing of sushi there.
But that wasn't the highlight of my meal, because I got to use my new little bowls.
Oh,
you did!
You are
and they're really cute.
They're really cute little bowls,
they're really
you guys.
Cute.
I was telling Katie and Josh off the air, I was like, I don't care if I lose my man card.
Yeah.
But I just happened to be wandering around Hobby Lobby the other day, which I tend to do from time to time. And they had a clearance aisle, and they had all sorts of dishes and really cool like little trinkets and knickknacks on that aisle. And they had these little dipping bowls, and they were on clearance for $1 each. And I was like, OMG, I gotta have these.
Yeah.
They're super cute.
You loved them so much, you sent a picture to Knick Knack.
I took a picture and I sent her. I was like, what do you think of these little dipping bowls?
And what did she think?
She's like, oh my God, you gotta get those.
Okay.
Oh my. I think she wrote something back like, girl, let your light shine or something like that. Yeah. You know, she sent something snarky back at me, but. Can I tell you, that was like the highlight of my week to find little dollar dipping bowls, and they're really unique looking.
Yeah.
What'd you put in them?
Josh said they look like a cup that a guy would wear.
Yeah, like a sports cup.
It ain't no Dixie cup. No. Yeah.
We broke them in with soy sauce, though.
Oh, okay.
Soy sauce for the
sushi last night.
Good call, man.
Hey,
can I just say
you.
Really quickly, it took everything I had in me to not sing along to that song that we just played.
Was.
Sorry, you skipped right over that.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw me, but everywhere.
I wanted to just shout that from the rooftops,
TGIF,
man. That was my childhood.
I will give you an update, too, on the astronauts who came home on Tuesday. Was it Tuesday they came home? Tuesday, Wednesday? Anyway.
This week.
People were like, hey, how much did they get paid for being up there?
Oh, yeah.
And the answer is
nothing.
About $5 a day.
No.
So they are on salary. They're making around $150,000 a year to be the astronauts. They don't get overtime, and they get about $5 a day for incidentals while traveling. So they were up there 286 days, so that's $1,430 each to be stranded up on the space station.
No.
NASA did note that the meals, lodging, and transportation were also covered.
Well, duh.
Unlimited diapers for your trip home. So.
Oh, see, I feel
that sucks.
They should get something out of that. They were stuck up in space for 9 months. Like, they need to get some kind of endorsement deal. They need something.
Probably.
Right?
Like with Tang or something.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Some kind of food company needs to hook those two up. Because
$5
a day. That's...
To be stranded in space, not knowing when you're going to come back down, they got $1,400 each. That ain't right, NASA.
Wow.
That ain't right.
That ain't right.
Yeah.
That ain't right at all.
You gotta make that right. That's what you gotta do.
All right, y'all. It is time for PMI. We scour the interwebs every morning. Find a positive story, a minus story, and something a little bit interesting. Who got the pee today?
I got the pee.
Who got the pee?
I like this one, too, because it is March Madness out there right now. College basketball in full effect. But they're still talking about the greatest NBA baller in the world.
What?
Have you heard about College Jokic?
Yes.
Crickets.
Yes? Okay.
A little
crickets.
Bit. Yeah.
So Danny Wolf, he's a player for the Michigan Wolverines. Isn't that great?
Fitting
Danny
name.
Wolf plays for the Wolves. Like,
that's what they did there.
Okay. So they actually won their tourney opener last night against UC San Diego, but people are comparing this guy to Nikola Jokic. First of all, he's 7 foot. So right there, they're both big men.
Same body
they're both
type.
Center. They're both, like, he plays a lot like Joker, though. And that's what everybody's saying is the way he passes the ball, the way he just commands space in the paint. Like, the way this guy plays is such a mirror image of the Joker that people are starting to pay attention to it. And he, Danny Wolf, is even like, wow, people are comparing me to the greatest basketball player in the world. And how fitting, Jeremy, last night they had their tourney opener. It was at Ball Arena. They played at Ball Arena. So he got to play in the home of the Joker. And he's just like, this all just feels so...
Right.
You know, fitting. Exactly.
It just
like
feels right.
The universe is putting everything together.
Good for
but
this guy.
Yeah, so tomorrow Michigan plays number 4 Texas A&M. So we'll see if they continue in the tourney. But this Danny Wolf guy, he's a good look for Michigan. And
he's
people
got
are,
a, I gotta
people
look
are
him
noticing
does he
him.
Look like Joker?
He does kind of look like Joker, too. I
he's
got to
be
what?
Drafted during a Taco Bell commercial.
I know.
That's
and
the next
it
step.
It all lines up. But
the next
oh, my
step
gosh,
for
he does
he
look
does
like,
look
him,
like Joker. So people are saying he's college Jokic.
He's a redhead, though.
And pay attention to Danny Wolf.
Yeah, he's a little. Yeah.
He's a little, yeah. Yeah. He's got a little red tint
old,
to his
seven
hair.
7 feet, so he's an inch shorter than me.
7 foot tall? Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's a 7-footer,
where
so
he from?
He's
oh, he's
a
from
big
Illinois.
Man. He's a big man
good
on
for
the
him. That's
there,
cool. I mean, anybody that can be compared to the great Nikola Jokic right now, that's
yeah.
some big shoes to fill. So
yeah, well,
and
it's funny because this is the first year in, I can't even tell you how long, that I did not fill out a bracket. So I don't have a dog in the hunt, as they say. I don't have somebody who I want to win when I do pick. I usually go for Duke. But I'm kind of going for Michigan now. I kind of want the Wolverines to win just so we can see college Joker.
No.
You know?
I want
go
CSU
farther,
to win.
Go farther into the, well, I mean,
they're not going to win, but
I'm not
I want
insane,
them to.
But
they're not going to win, but I want them to.
You want them to win. But
did you guys
hey.
See these bowls I got at Hobby
oh
Lobby?
My God.
They're so cool.
Put your bowls away, Jeremy.
Two
we're talking
totally
sports.
Different worlds here.
Jeez.
You guys are salivating over
it's
basketball.
Exciting.
I'm like, oh my God, my trip to Hobby Lobby.
It's
this is
really
incredible. Okay,
truthfully,
if we get
I
to talk
you.
About basketball anytime, it is now.
Yeah, do you
I'm
not,
happy.
Do you
now.
Not have March Madness on ever in your household?
Yeah.
No, dude.
Not even for the not
no.
even for the what's the final
four.
Song? No, what's the final song? The ball is tipped.
Yeah.
Don't even know what you're talking about. No.
You don't know that song?
I had no zero about cheer. March Madness, and I've gone Nick this far. No.
No?
I've gone this far with not knowing anything about it. I'm gonna just kind of leave it as
this
my
guy doesn't even know ball,
Kitty.
He doesn't even
now
know ball.
Now you know college Joker. Absorb it.
If
keep it
you
in
were
your
to
head.
Say, Jared, give me this kid's name right now.
You didn't listen to me.
Honestly, I checked out.
Oh
my gosh.
I mean, that's not shocking, but you should have heard that
story. I was thinking
story.
About Hobby Lobby.
I know. You and your bowls.
I love Hobby Lobby. All right, gosh. So I have the M for PMI today, and these people are a-holes. So they're scammers in Washington State, and they are preying on owners whose pets have gone missing. There is a special place in hell for these people. Here's what they do. They call the number on the flyers and pretend to be from a shelter or a vet clinic, and they say they need money right away for emergency care and ask that it be sent digitally.
Oh, no.
These people are doing it. Here's some dude named Don Baxter. They put a microphone in his face because it happened to him. Listen to this.
They had done some research on me before they called. You know, they knew my name. They knew my cat's name. He has been injured. He was hit by a car. He needs surgery. Do you want to go ahead with that surgery? And then they asked if I could Venmo them $2,800. The back of my head is screaming, this is a scam. This is a scam. Your baby, your fur child is missing. I would do anything to get my baby boy back.
His little fur child.
That's so sad.
I know
sad,
they are
though,
preying
too.
On people because their animals are gone and they'll do anything to get them back.
And that's
saying
a high
that
pressure
they're
yeah.
injured and they need
yeah.
you know money to repair them.
Oh,
no vet will
my...
ever ask for Venmo
nobody
though.
No
vet
do that.
Will
just
ever do that.
Be smart about this if it, you know, starts going around the country, but
that's
am
horrible.
I right? Like
that's
a
horrible.
Special place for these jerks that are doing this.
Oh, it just breaks my heart.
I know, because you get false sense of hope,
you
too.
You do. Like, that's the thing, is when people have any kind of information about a lost pet and somebody reaches out to them, I mean, that reignites your hope all over again. Like, all of a sudden, your hope is just like it was when it first happened. And, oh, my, that just breaks my heart for these people. I hope they catch them. Exactly.
Little fur baby.
I feel so bad for him.
You can hear it in his voice. I hate these people.
I don't
they're
like
not
that
good.
Story at all.
That's bad.
They are not good, yeah. John.
No, that's bad,
we
man.
Don't like
that
them.
Is bad, buddy. All right, what do you have for the eye?
All right, so yesterday was Alien Abduction Day, National Alien Abduction Day, and that piqued my interest to see, like, do we have a lot of alien abductions in Colorado or not? Well, turns out there's a list for the most UFO or alien sightings in the United States, and Colorado cracks the top 10.
Oh.
Yay.
So the number one area that people say they've seen aliens or had alien interactions is California. A lot of people do the pot weed out there, so I think that might be the reason why. However, that is followed by Washington State, Florida, Oregon, and then to round out the top 10, we have Colorado at number 9. So we have one in 1,100 people say that they see aliens every single year.
Up in those mountains.
Yeah, up in the
mountains.
I
always thought when we were heavy into camping and stuff and we were out a lot, you know, in the summer, like I would go out at night wondering if there was aliens in the forest.
We are not alone.
I'm not joking. I was like, it's either Bigfoot or aliens out here.
Well, the one that interests me the most, too, is Nevada was number 10. Like, Nevada has Area 51, which is supposedly where they have aliens at.
They do.
And so, do they, Jerry? Yeah.
They do.
I've seen it.
But that's interesting that people in Nevada just don't care. They're like, oh, they're on the ground here. They're not flying.
Yeah,
it's all
exactly.
Good.
We see them all the time.
Yeah.
They come into the coffee shop.
Well, and if you've ever seen the NBA commissioner, Adam Silver, you know that aliens exist.
I know, exactly. He does look
that
like an alien.
Man,
I'll look him up, too.
Oh, my God.
Right after I'm done looking up March Madness.
Look him up right
you
now.
You need
because
to look him
that
up.
Dude is an alien.
Yeah.
Do I have to?
Yes, please do. Please do. Yeah. Adam Silver.
Hold on. Let me grab my phone.
I'll keep talking
about this. Everybody
listening,
grab Adam Silver off your phone.
Adam Silver. He's going to pop up and you're going to be like,
you're
going to
go,
oh,
yeah,
that
guy's an alien.
Extraterrestrial.
Total alien.
Yep, there he is.
Look at him. First of all, he's super tall.
Everybody's screaming online. I'm holding it up to the camera.
Oh, my gosh. He really is.
Sorry, Adam, if you're listening.
So sorry, sir.
He's a good-looking man.
Well, he's an alien. Anyway, Colorado top 10, though.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Who wants to get probed?
Hey.
Who's down to get probed this weekend? Welcome to Colorado.
Do they still do that?
We'll probe you all day long here.
Oh, my gosh.
That was a South Park episode, actually.
That's right. Yeah. It was.
Cartman gets
very local. Very local.
That is.
There you go, guys. There's your PMI. Positive, minus, interesting. Coming up, 7:25. Guess what time it is? Fast Five.
Woo-hoo.
And it will be easier for you guys to get in this week. We've had a lot of newbies because a lot of schools are closed or on spring break. So today's the day to call in and try to play Fast Five. We got some concert tickets up for grabs, so get the number ready. All you have to do is hit, you know, dial 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. That's coming up with JKJ. Here's traffic.